KP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Severe thunderstorms have been firing up in Texas, more than 100 flights delayed and dozens more canceled in Dallas and Houston, the area of concern stretching into Arkansas and Louisiana with tornadoes possible. Brian Hurley at the National Weather Service.
They're also looking at a likelihood in some areas of getting 60-70 mile an hour wind, non-tornadic, as well as potentially some large hail as well, up to the inch to an inch and three quarters in diameter.
Israeli airstrikes targeted Houthi rebels in Yemen's capital. The head of the World Health Organization was at the airport at the time and says he was just meters away. At least three reported killed, dozens injured. Back in this country, holiday sales are being tallied, and Haya Panjwani reports they're up.
Even though Americans are wrestling with high prices and groceries and other financial worries. According to MasterCard Spending Pulse, holiday sales from the beginning of November through Christmas Eve climbed 3.8%. Senior advisor to MasterCard, Steve Sadoff, says that's a faster pace than they expected.
This was against a forecast of 3.2% for the season, so they expected that sales were going to be healthy during the season. They came in a bit healthier than that. And the sales were growing both online and in stores.
The measure tracks all kinds of payments, including cash and debit cards. MasterCard says the last 5 days of the season accounted for a tenth of the spending. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Unemployment claims holding steady, applications ticking down by 1,000 last week, though continuing claims, the total number collecting jobless benefits, climbed to more than 1.9 million, the most since November 2021. Mortgage rates are up again this week. Freddie Mac puts the average 30-year at 6.85%. And a light day of trading on Wall Street produced a mixed close. The Dow added 28 points, while the S&P and the NASDAQ each slipped less than a tenth of a percent. This is AP News. NFL Thursday Night Football has the Seahawks in Chicago to play the Bears. And a bit of news lottery fans should be aware of. The Mega Millions jackpot has grown to more than $1 billion. Julie Walker has the story.
Mega Millions lottery officials estimate the next jackpot to be a whopping $1.15 billion after no one matched all six numbers during the Christmas Eve drawing.
Now, let's see if I can make you a billionaire tonight.
There were lots of winners for smaller amounts. Meanwhile, the next drawing is Friday. That $1.15 billion, or if you take the cash option, $516.1 million, is the fifth largest jackpot in the game's history. The jackpot has been won only three times so far this year, the fewest wins in any single year since the game began in 2002. Good luck. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.